are many beautiful, beautiful promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mu'mineen and mu'minat. In order to be considered mu'min and a believer according to the Quran, we have to have intellectual conviction that Islam is the truth. It's not a religion that I'm following because of my forefathers or anybody else. I personally am convinced this is Islam, this is the truth. In order to be considered mu'min is that, different than other faiths, it's not going to be a religion where my iman or my faith is only in my heart. The Quran specifies and teaches us that if you are mu'min in Islam, that iman is going to demonstrate itself in our actions. Islam is not a buffet, it's a package deal. Someone who is a Muslim has intellectual conviction that the Quran is the book of God, that Imam Ali is really the first Imam, this person has to embrace all of Islam. Picking and choosing in Islam does not lead one to be considered mu'min, and the promises of God are not for those who are not mu'mineen. So, back to the topic. The topic is that God, the creator of the universe, has confidence in you and I. Some of us might not think of ourselves as a champion, as someone who's a game changer, but what's important is how God views us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, sisters, this promise that I'm going to share you the verse of Quran with you, this promise that we're going to be sharing and inshallah pondering on and then taking benefit from, is a promise which means no matter what the challenge in life I've been given, Allah has confidence in. It might be dealing with family. Sometimes people have marital issues, sometimes their children are not doing what they would like, sometimes their spouse, sometimes relatives. That might be one challenge. It might be a personal challenge. Sometimes someone is a mu'min or mu'mina, maybe not in this community, but it happens. Somebody's even dealing with something as like addiction, be a personal struggle that the person is going through. Sometimes it might be financial issues. You'd be surprised, inshallah, all of you are doing very well financially. Sometimes for mu'mineen and mu'minat, the struggles they're going through, they can't even explain to you and I. Sometimes people are going through financial issues. Sometimes it's a lawsuit. They look on the other side of the equation, on the other side of the table. The enemy seems so powerful. Those who are after them are so strong. But again, Allah believes in me. I can do it. I'm up to the task. It might be long-term health issues. Sometimes a mu'min or mu'mina is dealing with a disease, long-term sickness. Been dealing with this for a long time. They've gotten tired. Even the doctors have said, you're not going to make it. But as a believer, I'm supposed to keep fighting, to believe in God's promises, to keep pushing and looking. So it doesn't matter what the challenge is. It might even be something which is on the social or political issue. Let's say right now is in Bahrain. In Bahrain, what kind of a struggle are they going through? Yemen, God sees you as a champion, a giant killer. You have what it takes. Let me share one of the verses of the Quran about this. So this one is, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. God doesn't place a burden on any soul greater than his or her ability. God has unwavering confidence. If I've given you, God, Allah is speaking, if I've given you the test, other people might say, this person should give up. There's no way they're going to win. But God says, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. God doesn't put a burden on us that's greater than we can bear. We're up to the task. We're up to the task. So what is important for you and I is how God sees it, and realigning our thoughts with Quran, realigning our thoughts with the words of Ahlul Bayt. How do they see me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you as a game changer. Your presence matters. You are important for the cause. You and I know this. In the Quran, Islam has been promised to be victorious. When is it that Islam is externally victorious? Sometimes we see that Karbala happens, and the Imam is slaughtered. His family are taken as prisoners. Other times you see that the Imam is victorious, like Imam Ali. He's able to establish Islamic government, like Rasulullah, like various Anbiya. When is it that Islam externally, because Islam is always victorious, but when is it that externally Islam is victorious? It goes back to the followers. Whenever the followers are strong, Islam is externally victorious. I'm going to share another verse of the Quran with you. Huwalladhi, God is the one. Ayyadaka, he supported you. Rasulullah, he supported you. How did he support Rasulullah? With two things. He says, Binasrihi, divine help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? What else was the game changer? Wabil mu'minin, the presence of belief, God says, one, his divine help, but the other, people who you and I would consider ordinary. God says, no, the mu'mineen, they're game changers. More than that is, even you'll find in the words of the Holy Quran, Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, also see you as being important. Your presence changes things. They trust you. They'll give you tasks. A verse of Quran. In Islam, Allah, Ahlul Bayt, they see you strong, capable. You're up to the task, no matter what the task is. So what's going to be important for us is, again, relearning Islam and changing our understanding to make sure that we're in line with the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Question. Why is it that we don't feel like champions sometimes? Sometimes we don't believe in ourselves in that way, as God's saying that I see myself as that champion. Sometimes we actually feel weak. We feel overwhelmed. We feel like this is going to break us, the test that we're going in. The answer is going to be, we're going to try and address this on different levels. Sometimes it's the people who are around us. Sometimes those who are around us, the words they use when they're talking about us are not words that inspire us. It might be our family. It might be our friends, our circle, the people who are around. Do they speak words of faith to us? Do they tell us that God said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها? Or sometimes they don't think you and I are going to amount to much. They don't have big expectations for us. You're a nobody. Who are you? I'll give you an example. Remember the story of Nabi Dawood David. Nabi Dawood in the Quran is described as being a giant killer. He's going to be the one who takes on Jalut. But don't you know, in our hadith, when Imam Ridha is describing the situation, he says that I'm paraphrasing the words, but I'm going to tell you the hadith, or part of the hadith. The family of Nabi Dawood, they didn't think he was a giant killer. They weren't very impressed with him. Probably if you had told them that he's the one who's going to be the one who takes on Jalut, Goliath, they would have probably laughed at you. Him? Let me give you how the hadith is. The hadith says that actually they left him behind. They took the other brothers. We're going to go and take on Jalut, Goliath, this monster. We're going to take him on. And they said, we'll leave Dawood behind. He's the youngest. He can take care of the sheep. The family saw him as a shepherd. The family saw him. He's small. He's a little guy. It's mentioned in the hadith. He was short. They didn't see the potential in him. But that's not important. What's important is God sees that potential. And Nabi Dawood, in our story, he realigned his thinking with the thinking of God. He thought the same way God did. So sometimes what happens is the circle we're surrounded by, the people who are with us, might not be those who speak those words of faith to us. If we don't learn this principle, sometimes what happens is you and I will miss out on God's best. Sometimes what happens is you and I will miss out on God's best.